Welcome back. We're so pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, but not the last, Quincy School Committee Vice Chair Anthony Andronico to let us know what's happening in the Quincy Public School System and in the Quincy School Committee. So, Anthony, great to meet you.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I know it's been 2 years now since I've been elected, and I'm really pleased to be here and provide an update for the people of Quincy.
Yeah, this is great. I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, everybody has an interest in the school system, whether they have kids in it or not, because it impacts everybody.
It affects everyone in the community, whether you have kids, you plan to have kids, or you don't plan to have kids.
Yeah.
It affects home values. It affects the type of people that you attract. And I think most importantly, the types of individuals that you go out and you produce into your society.
Sure. So you are now vice chair, as I mentioned. Congratulations,
yes.
I guess,
thank you.
Are in order. How did that come to be?
So, the first 2 years were really about learning and making sure I understood the ropes behind the scenes. My daytime job, I work up at the State House, so I've had a pretty good understanding of how policy works and how policy trickles down to the local level, and I've had some really great mentors and colleagues on the school committee that have been able to get me to this point, and I felt like I wanted to take on a more of a leadership role, and my colleagues agreed, thankfully,
and unanimously, we should point out.
Yes, they unanimously agreed that I'd be best suited to lead us forward over the next 2 years.
Sure.
And I have big shoes to fill, filling in for former vice chair Emily Lebo. She set a great example, and I work really hard to make sure I live up to the standard she set.
A lifelong educator.
Yes,
Emily.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned you work at the State House. For folks who don't know, what
yes.
do you do? Yeah.
So I'm the communications director for the Weymouth State Senator. So I deal a lot with South Shore issues and things like climate change, or most recently, the Student Opportunity Act. My boss was on the conference committee that produced the final version of that bill that affects directly the work I do on the school committee. So that was an incredibly insightful time for me as well.
Okay. How will the kind of new education funding formula impact the Quincy Public Schools, Anthony?
So the way that the funding formula is working, essentially the Student Opportunity Act is pumping in an additional $1.5 billion over the next 7 years on top of what regular step increases would be. And of that, for this next fiscal year, Quincy should expect to receive just over $6 million more dollars per year on top of what the state was already contributing. It's based off of the funding formula that takes into account English learners, special education students, property home values, and low-income students. And effectively, we'll be able to use that new chunk of money towards educational programs in Quincy, and I'm really excited for it.
Is anything, kind of earmarked already for that money?
I would say nothing is specifically earmarked.
Okay.
In addition to being vice chair, I'm also the chair of the budget committee. So that'll be, our discussions will be ongoing in the coming months to make sure the budget is sound. But I mean, one of the investments that we're certainly looking forward to is the new Special Education Learning Center.
Yes.
We took a vote on the school committee and on the city council. No elected official took a no vote to move that forward. And really, the Special Education Learning Center is about making sure that every student, regardless of their ability, is able to receive an education in their hometown. It's something that I was able to have.
Mm.
I went to Wollaston Central and North Quincy High School.
Okay.
And it's just about making sure that everyone has that opportunity.
Okay. Where does that project stand right now? Has the city actually purchased that building yet?
My understanding is that it has been purchased.
Okay.
So for those that don't know, the space is right behind the current Central Middle School across from Veterans Memorial Stadium. So it's in a central location in the city. I believe the purchase price, including renovation cost, is about $8.5 million.
That's what the mayor's quoted.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to tour the space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those three floors, it's already built out for classroom spaces. It just needs a refresh and an update and just an update to make sure that the space makes sense for special education students and their families, most importantly. So where that project stands right now, we're looking at opening, having a sort of soft opening in the summer of 2021.
Okay.
So next summer, not this upcoming summer, the summer after, so that students and our families have the opportunity to have a soft opening, better understand what the school is,
mm-hmm.
what programs are available, and then have a nice transition into the school year in the fall of 2021.
Okay.
And we're actually having a meeting, the special education design team, on the 16th,
okay.
just to talk about
of this month, right?
Of this month,
okay.
Yes, March 16th.
Okay.
just to make sure that we're on track. And 2 days later, on the school committee's March 18th meeting, we're going to have a full presentation about Special Education Learning Center, where it stands. You know, and people have a lot of questions, and deservedly so. You know, I know when this was originally announced, the mayor had said, well, maybe we'll have this open in fall 2020, and people were really shocked about that, some of my colleagues, and myself included.
I think the mayor's staff was pretty shocked, too.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of work, and what's at top of mind for us is making sure that we get this right. You know, you get one chance to have a grand opening and to make a first impression and make sure that this space is everything that it can be for our students. So we decided it's more important not to get it open, but that we take our time and do it right, get feedback from the community, and that's what we're tasked with doing now.
It's a major change.
Absolutely.
So folks want to have a lot of questions. I guess one of the concerns I've heard is it mandatory, or is it voluntary?
Right. So every special education parent has the right to send their child there or not.
Okay.
Essentially, it's the same way that you would agree to an IEP or a new program for your child.
Okay.
You, as a parent, always have the right to decide what is best for your child. And that's what I think is so important about this building, is we want our families to be comfortable sending their children there. Right now we have 150 students within special education that we have to send outside of the city of Quincy, and there are longer bus rides.
Right.
It's really difficult to get after school child care, and there are a lot of things that go into having a space in a special education program that meets those needs, and parents need to feel comfortable with sending their children there, and that's what getting this community feedback is all about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's number one.
Right.
And maybe make adjustments based on the feedback that you get, right?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. That's the job. You know, the job as a school committee member is to listen
and
make adjustments that meet those needs.
And one of the good ways folks can communicate now is through your brand new website.
Yes, I'm super excited about that.
Congratulations on
that.
Thank
you. Yeah. Yeah, so that was one of the initiatives that I had promised upon my election, was that we were going to update the website. You know, the city had updated their website a couple of years ago, and the Quincy Public Schools website hadn't been updated since 2011. It's the year I graduated high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it had been a while, and we, I think, had been falling behind some of the other districts, not only in the surrounding area like Weymouth and Randolph, but the larger cities, Fall River, Lowell, New Bedford, those areas. They all have new websites as well. So a little over a year ago, we put it out to bid to a few vendors to see what they could bring back, and we ultimately chose School Messenger. They run Cambridge, Whitman-Hanson, and Fall River.
Okay.
They have an incredible breadth of experience, not just with public school websites, but public school websites within Massachusetts.
Right.
So that was really big for us, and of course, cost was also a consideration to make sure that what's the value out of what we're investing in this. So the initial design fee for School Messenger was just under $40,000, and they have an annual fee that equates to roughly $20,000. And included in that, you get a design refresh for free every 3 years. So if the design isn't working right, they'll go in and redesign it again for you.
Okay.
They offer ongoing training for everyone that needs it all the time that's included in that fee. They have ADA compliance scanning to make sure that every single person is able to read what's on there.
Okay.
And it also includes a search function and a Google Translate function so that everyone, you know, regardless of what language you speak, can see what's on the website.
Okay.
You know, and in Quincy, I think that's a pretty big deal to make sure that we have that.
It's been up and running for about a month now, so how has it been received?
So far, so good.
Okay.
I'd say as far as design, the design is very fresh. But one thing I'm looking forward to, you know, outside of the design, I know it looks good, but what's the functionality of it? And I think we're looking at taking things to the next level. So over the next few months, what we're doing is we're tinkering behind the scenes to address some of the concerns that have been raised. But towards the end of the school year, what I'm really looking forward to is we'll have a contact form on there that specifically allows the public to have input into the website and say, this is what we're looking for. I had trouble finding this. Can you fix it? Or wouldn't it be really cool if we could have, you know, X feature on there? So to make sure that not only does it look better, but it's functioning better as well. Because there's a question of, although it looks good, what's the functionality like? What are you actually offering? And will this expand communication.
Right. Can I actually, you know, let my concerns be heard through this vehicle, right? That's,
yes,
the ultimate goal. Can I talk to my student's teacher or principal or somebody on the school committee for
right.
that matter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the goal. It's just about making sure the community has the opportunity to reach out to us in that way.
Sure.
And finds the information that they need effectively and efficiently. That's the goal of a government website.
Mayor's talking about replacing the Squantum Elementary School next.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think? Is it needed?
I'd say absolutely.
Okay.
So this is actually, we just approved the school committee and the city council our statement of interest to the Massachusetts School Building Authority at our last meeting. And this is actually the third year in a row that we've submitted this statement of interest. So the building is coming up on its 100-year anniversary. It was built in 1919.
Yeah.
And it hasn't had a major renovation in 49 years when the addition was built.
Yep.
So, and part of the main structures are the mechanical, the electrical, and the plumbing are all from the original building.
Wow.
We have an incredible maintenance staff.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Talk about limping it along. Wow.
It is. And we've had great success with the School Building Authority in the past with Quincy High School, Central Middle School, and most recently Southwest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those projects total, I mean, Quincy High School, they gave us $72 million. Central was 30, and I believe Southwest was 28 to 29. That's tens of millions of dollars from the state that Quincy taxpayers haven't had to kick in
right.
in order to ensure that we have the facilities we need. And Squantum has waited a long time for a facility that I think has the 21st century educational components that you need to offer a proper education in today's world.
Yeah.
So I think it's absolutely needed. And that's not to say that there aren't other needs within the city of Quincy and our buildings. It's just this one is the most pressing. So we'll see how the School Building Authority looks at it. They get about 100 to 125 applications every year,
sure,
depending
yeah.
on how much money is in there. Earlier we mentioned the Student Opportunity Act.
Yep.
And because of that, $150 million more dollars is going to that fund
okay.
this year. So I think Squantum has a really good chance. Usually they like to see one project done at a time in a city, and now that Southwest is done,
right.
I think Squantum has a very good chance at being selected this year.
Okay, very good. Class size, Anthony, how would you kind of rate it overall in the city right now?
Well, overall we're adhering to the guidelines
okay.
that we've agreed to with the Quincy Education Association and
yep.
our teachers. And in Quincy we have relatively small class sizes. In last year's budget we added a few more teachers to make sure that
yep.
we still had small class sizes. And beyond the class sizes, we also added over 20 paraprofessionals to provide even more support to our teachers within the classroom.
Sure.
You know, a smaller class size is something that, you know, can lead to a better education, better test scores, and just an overall better learning environment for students, you know.
And teachers, too, for that matter. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes it easier for them, I'm sure, too. Just because it's timely, we should ask you how the school system is preparing for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And what's being done about that.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people are worried, and,
yeah.
and rightfully so. It makes sense. You know, there's a new virus out there, and you need to be prepared. First of all, I say just make sure you wash your hands. You know,
same precautions with the flu, right?
You should yep. do for everything. You know, wash your hands, use hot water and soap, sing happy birthday
yeah.
twice.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're looking at having Ruth Jones in at our Wednesday meeting just to review what the city is doing, mm-hmm. what our schools are doing to make sure we're all on the same page. The state has released guidelines and rules for schools and really recommendations
mm-hmm.
that schools should follow this last week. So we're just going to update that and make sure that we're doing what our city health officials are telling us, what our state health officials are telling us, and our national health officials. And right now, Quincy's doing that. Essentially, anyone that has been over to an outbreak area, an outbreak country, should self-quarantine
mm-hmm.
for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. notify the nursing staff at the school.
Yeah, it's happening in Weymouth right now. So
yeah. So, I mean, it's worrisome for an understandable reason.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, it doesn't come from any one particular culture. You just
right.
make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's the big thing. It's
your
just
mom was right.
She was right.
It's been great to talk to you, and I really look forward to frequent updates, Anthony.
It sounds good to me. Joe,
yeah.
thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming over.